The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Initiate update sequence. Installing new shows. Upgrading website. Installing new geek content. Upgrade complete. Initiate Geek.io 2.0 Awesome Sauce.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geekery, episode 47, recorded Thursday, the 30th of January, 2014. CJ is not here. I'm Jared Budlong.
I'm Jared Azevedo.
I'm Roland
number two today.
And I'm Dio Campbell.
Joining us this week, the artist Sorcerer Supreme, the man of many kickstarts, artist of 10 State, and celebrating his new 52 Geeks, Len Peralta. Hey man, welcome.
Hello,
thanks for joining us.
Everybody. Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So, we mentioned it briefly. Sorry, I was trying to stop the music because I didn't want to do it again this week. I'm on my own and I didn't do it. It didn't restart. We're good.
Good job.
Even if it did, that would have been all right. That would have been okay.
It would have been the third week in a row, and I'm trying not to do that. So
that's well, that could be your thing. That's the thing. That could be the thing that happens, and people expect it. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't like double awesome sauce.
I strive for perfection. Oh well. So Len, we mentioned it briefly. Or I did rather in the intro, but man of many kickstarts. How many have you done at this point?
This is my the ones that I've run on my own is six, but I've been involved in a handful of others.
Artwork, or what are you doing in involvement in those?
Yeah, mostly artwork. It's game design, stuff like that. I've been a part of a lot of different things, and not everyone that I've been involved with has funded. However, the ones that I have done personally have all funded. I'm six. I will be six for six next Friday with any luck. So
awesome.
It's very good.
And this one is currently for your new Geek a Week, correct?
Yes, it's called Geek a Week Year 5-2. I don't know how many of your listeners know too much about my Geek a Week project.
You bring it up and talk about it because there's no telling.
In 2010 I started interviewing and drawing different geeky folk. As trading cards. I started it as a sort of a fun project just on my own, a challenge if I could connect with one geek a week for one full year. The project went haywire. It just went crazy. And I got to talk to all kinds of incredible people that I never ever thought that I'd ever interface with. It was wonderful. I got to talk to people like Kevin Smith and Guillermo del Toro and Stan Lee and Weird Al Yankovic. As the project went on, I got to talk to more people like the cast of The Big Bang Theory and George R. R. Martin and just all kinds of people. So what this new set is that's on Kickstarter is to do another full year, another 52 geeks. And I just got funded this week. Actually made the goal, but there's a week left, so people who are listening to this can still go and pledge to it. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be actually creating a brand new deck of 52 geeks. And there's
awesome
people. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is this deck? How many are decks do we have prior to this?
Well, this is the only second deck of 52 geeks.
Okay.
But prior to that, I've done smaller
individual
sets.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, smaller like expansion sets of like 15 or more. Sometimes I'm dealing with just complete all video game. People, later
okay.
People, like I got to talk to Gabe Newell and Tim Schafer and a bunch of other video game folk. But this one is a kind of a more general one, talking to all kinds of really, really great people. And I'm really excited. I've started to do some of the preliminary work on it already. The interviews, the podcast interviews are awesome, and the art is awesome. And it's going to be a great project. And the Kickstarter project has all kinds of really great rewards and all kinds of stuff. You can go and back if you're a fan of geekiness or just stuff in general. There's so much cool stuff there. So you just got to go check it out.
When you say trading cards, are we talking baseball or more like Magic, or how would you describe that style of trading card that you're referring to?
Well, the original cards that I did were real. I was a big fan of Star Wars trading cards from like 19. I'm a kid from the 70s. I'm an old dude, so I was a big fan of those types of cards. So what we did is we just sort of modeled it after that, and modeled it after like the wacky packages and things like that, and came up with a design that looked very familiar but was brand new. The backs of the cards have sort of like Magic the Gathering sort of, D&D sort of stuff that's all kind of made up. You couldn't actually play with it in a game. However, it would be awesome if you could. And so we've been talking about maybe trying to develop this into some sort of a game. I really didn't expect to fund so much so quickly. Yesterday, I think. I didn't expect for that to happen. Had a huge influx of people, over 500. I mean, this is how amazing it was. It was on Tuesday night, I was less than 50% of my goal. And then one of the geeks in the set is a guy named Max Temkin, who, if you guys are familiar with Cards Against Humanity, he's like, "Hey, man, I wanna give you a reward. Here's a limited Cards Against Humanity expansion pack that we gave out at PAX Prime in 2013. It's really rare, and you can add it as a reward." And I did, and in three hours, I raised over 60%. So I passed it.
That's awesome.
The chart is ridiculous. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. It was just, I mean, I was literally typing up the information about the reward, and then the Cards of Humanity Twitter went out, and they started just rolling, and it didn't stop for 3 hours.
That's awesome. Wow.
So it was really cool.
That's an amazing Steam. Yeah, no doubt. That's fantastic. So we've got your Kickstarter projects with the Geek a Week or 52 Geeks this year. What is he says artist sorcerer supreme? Sorry, CJ wrote that intro. Does that mean anything to you? Or
I think because I think it's because maybe he was familiar with my work with Tom Merritt on Tech News Today and also on Daily Tech News Show, where I would just create art while
they were talking. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I think, and in general, I've said before that cartoonists and artists, I think a lot of people, if you don't draw, if you don't art, if you will, I think a lot of people see that as sort of magic. As a matter of fact, I was just having a conversation with my wife I was talking to a musician friend of mine, and I drew something for him, and he said, "That's amazing that came out of your hands. Like, how does you do that?" And I said, "Well, geez, you're a musician. I could say the exact same thing about you." But that's the thing about creativity and that kind of stuff. It's sort of it is like sorcery. It's like magic. And so I think maybe that's where that came from.
Okay.
I am not, in fact, a practicing sorcerer.
No? Okay.
So.
Well, never too late
to
start.
That would have been awesome. I could have, doesn't hurt.
At least that's what
he
wants us to believe.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That's my power, right? The force. Using it against you.
You could draw and end up doing stuff like Robert, I told you it's going to be one of those nights. Roger Robert-esque or Cool World, where you can actually like bring cartoons into the real life. It could be a lot of fun.
That would be so cool.
It could be a ton
awesome.
Of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Could be like Roger Rabbit, right?
I mean, Roger Rabbit or Cool World, whichever throat floats your boat.
Whichever
one floats your boat.
Either works.
The other one would be Ten State. That's the comic that you're kickstarted recently. Is that still going on, or is that funded?
It did. It funded last year.
Oh, was that a year ago? Why did I think that was 2014?
Well, because the comic just ended up on the first issue of the comic is now on Comixology now.
Oh, that's why I've heard it recently. Okay.
Yeah, and it's and the other thing that happened is we were able to print right near the end of the year, so a nice little Christmas gift for people for all our backers. They got all the comics. But I worked on that. Tom Merritt wrote it, and I illustrated it, and we were originally going to do 10 issues. We got funded for 5, so we did 5 issues, and then we got a really nice little graphic novel, half of a graphic novel with a really big cliffhanger at the end. So we're hoping to do more.
Nice.
I just saw Tom over the weekend, and we were talking about our next move with that. So that's something that we really want to try to do.
Yeah,
so.
Awesome.
Yeah, but everyone loves a good cliffhanger. I heard that that's a thing.
Yeah, not always.
Sometimes they want closure.
Well, I can take cliffhangers, but it's when there's no closure at the end of a story and it's literally just the cliffhanger. That's what bugs me.
Well, then you won't like this then.
Oh, okay.
But there is so much story. There is so much story here, really.
No, they're picking on me for the Hunger Games. The second book and movie both end the same way, where it's literally, is nothing but a cliffhanger at the end.
That's what I was going for, but I am now.
Yeah. Oh, I assume that's what you were bringing up, because that's come up the past like 3 weeks in a row. So I figured that's where you were
that's
going.
That's what I was that. Referring to.
Yeah, I figured somebody
was. I don't know about anybody
else. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I figured somebody was. Do you have anything else that's currently going on that we may not know about that you can talk about?
Interesting. Well, let me think. Is anybody here in Seattle or any listeners in Seattle, I'll be in Seattle next week drawing live, doing what I do for Tech News Today what I did for Tech News Today and what I do for Daily Tech News Show now. I'll be drawing live in front of an audience of about 300 people and for a conference called Convey UX. And so that's sort of the thing that I'm doing. But really the big thing that I'm kind of looking forward to doing is working on this new trading card set and doing all the interviews and putting all this weekly content out for a full year. It's going to be a blast. Having done it once before, I sort of know what is expected, and it is a lot of work. So it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, and I'm already having fun.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Say that.
Well, I give you mad props for drawing. You're getting crunchy. Dale's getting crunchy in Australia again.
I hate audio. Audio delay. Sam hates me because that's fun. I was about to say the first Geek a Week would have been difficult trying to find the groundwork. What type of things did you do to try and get yourself into more of a routine than anything else?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Deliver that content on a weekly basis.
Well, it's funny because really the whole project was sort of on a whim. And this is something that I think I want to impart to your audience and to you guys as well. If you ever want to work on a creative thing, just go for it. That's what I did. I just said, I'm going to see what happens with this. And I started talking to some friends of mine who were geeks. I started talking with, there's Jonathan Colton and Veronica Belmont, and some people that I felt comfortable reaching out to as being a part of it. And the more I did, it was sort of a slow burn. The more I did, the more art I did, the more cards I put out there in the world, and the more podcasts I put out there in the world, people started to pay attention. And it just became one of these things where people wanted to do it just because it was cool. So I really struck pay dirt as far as finding a project that really appealed not only to me and my own personal geek sensibilities, but also just everybody else that saw the project. That was really it was really edifying to see how people reacted to it. And so I'm excited to do it again. But I guess the question you had too was just how did I kind of pace that? I work 6 weeks ahead. So I always have 6 weeks worth of content before I go. So in case an interview falls through or I don't get all the information on the card ready to go to push out, at least I have another 5 or so to work from. So it's a constant battle in the shuffling of people and making sure what makes the most sense. And It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
I was gonna say it sounds like a lot of fun, though. I mean, I can't imagine starting that project from scratch and just thinking, it'd be really cool to do this, and then go, how do I start? Who do I talk to? Like that, just
right.
It blows my mind that you got the people you did. Not to, man, that sounds horrible, but
I know exactly what you mean, because I'm surprised that I got to talk to the people that I did. You know, like when you're having a conversation with Steve Wozniak, and he's giving you advice about being a good person and running a business and stuff, it's just something you don't get very often.
Right.
So, and to be able to put out his content in the world, and then be able to draw him and get his feedback on something that you've actually drawn. I mean, that's the thing too about this project that I think that a lot of people don't understand. I mean, they look at it and say, oh, well, this guy's just drawing trading cards, big deal. But what they don't realize is that anybody can draw who I'm drawing. That doesn't take much talent to do that. But what the big thing is that I connect with everybody that I talk to. I connect with them on a personal level. So they know that I'm doing it. They know they get input on it. And they get to be involved in the process, which is great. I mean, already in this process, I've been able to collaborate with Pendleton Ward, who's the creator of Adventure Time. We spent an afternoon shooting video. I did his art. I sent it to him, and he was like, hey, why don't you try this? And so if you see his card, that's why the cards have this really bizarre color, this pink and this green, because Pendleton Ward just said, hey, let's try this.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay, I'm working with, you know, so I can say that I got to actually collaborate and work with the creator of one of the biggest cartoons on Cartoon Network right now. And possibly
that's awesome.
World. So it's really great. And, but starting it out, I had no idea that it was going to become what it was. And, you know, it was, you just got to take a leap of faith, I guess, and see what happens. So
do you, you're talking about the personal connection you have with the people you're drawing. It reminded me of an article I saw recently from Jeremy Cowart. He's a celebrity photographer who went on a shoot with John Schneider, the dad from Smallville, and has on a lot of other stuff now as well.
Sure.
But
like
he
Dukes
was
of Hazzard.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Shut it. I recognized him immediately from Smallville, so leave me alone.
Hey, it's okay.
He was doing a photo shoot. Jeremy Cowart was doing a photo shoot for a new show he's on called The Haves and the Have-Nots. And it's a Tyler Perry, I guess a show, right? Yeah, it's a show from Tyler Perry, or based on one of Tyler Perry's stories. But in the middle of the shoot, John starts to cry, and like they're just doing personal, like one-on-one shots. It was no longer the group shots, and John starts to cry, and Jeremy's like, oh wow, this guy's, you know, he's really getting into it. And then he realizes that he's actually like bawling in front of his camera. So Jeremy stops the whole shoot, goes and talks to him, and he had just found out like half an hour earlier his dad died. Ah. So then they sat and talked about it for a bit, and then John asked him to continue to take photos so he could capture that moment of when it finally sank in, the news that he had just heard about his dad. So it was actually really, wow. It reminded me of that similar story where you're actually getting to know the person instead of just going, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, here's your card. So
that's pretty amazing that he allowed him to do that too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's kind of a personal moment, I would say.
Yeah, just a little bit. If you, I'd tell you what, I'll put that in our show notes. So if anybody wants to go read that, he actually put a blog post up about it, and it's a really touching story. I'll put that in there. I don't even know where to put that in the show notes. We'll just put it somewhere here.
Yeah, put it there.
Yeah, why not?
right there.
Oh, that's all black text. Right, awesome.
Put it in there with the clicks and the what's it.
You know what? I will fix that later. Or no, somebody else fix that. I need to keep talking. That's great. It copied and blank or pasted in all black. That's perfectly not legible. Wow.
That's perfect. Right.
So,
just try that.
I don't even know where I was going to go next. I don't even know. So we'll go ahead and transition into our next segment. Here we go.
You have the button. Push the button.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, 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 pew.
This is a section called Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos. I forgot I had the button because I'm distracted. It's where we sit down and...
It's okay, you're doing double duty tonight. We'll let it slide.
It's where we sit down and talk about
what
we've been doing over the past week, watching, playing games, tech, basically anything you've been doing recently that you'd like to talk about. I will go ahead and go first because I've done very, very little outside of stuff that people that have listened to the shows would know about. So I'll briefly recap. We did another, well, the first one in a while, Geek.io Watches. We sat and watched Good Burger. It's on the feed or soon. Or
oh, that
may already be there. If it's not, it'll be there soon. We actually sat back and watched that. It's a ton of fun, a lot more than any of us expected to watch a 90s Nickelodeon show or movie. I played and watched Clue for How It Stacks, which was a ton of fun as well. We got together at a local coffee shop and played a game of Clue and recorded it, and I got to paste it together. That was a ton of fun. And then I've been sitting at the house for the past 3 days because of the ice snow apocalypse in the South. So for all those haters who think that we're pansies, go on alabama.com and search for Lane Schranz, S-C-H-R-A-Y-N-Z-E. Wow. That's not going to be fun to search for. He's actually a guy I knew in Birmingham who used to be a tow truck driver in Colorado through blizzards and everything for 40 years and then moved to Birmingham. And he's been there for the last 10 or so. And he recapped the not lightheartedness of what the situation was in the South for that weird blizzard that we had. He just talks about the fact that he's seen crazy things in Colorado, and this took everyone by surprise and didn't make any sense on the front end. So anyway, it's kind of a beef of mine because people in the South just don't have to drive in the snow. I'm like, well, that's technically accurate. We also don't have anything to clear it. We don't have salt. We don't have snow tires. We don't have chains. We don't have anything. So we have no way of overcoming
any
of that.
We are not equipped to handle this type of situation.
Wait, you guys have salt?
Well, we don't have the prepare. Wow, okay. That may have come out wrong. You're right.
Confused.
We don't have a way of salting our roads to lower lower the melting temperature to get rid of the ice and snow on the roads. So we don't have equipment for most of the cities. I think Atlanta does have some, but they didn't use them. You can go yell at Atlanta's mayor for that. I have nothing to do with. I have no idea how that happened, but in every other city that I know of, we don't have those things. So we have no way of preparing and/slash getting rid of that stuff until the nature decides to heat up and go get rid of the snow. So anyway, that's what I'm about.
Sand at it.
Yes,
and that kind of helped, I guess.
It helps with traction, but the ice is still there. So that's all. That's all I've been doing is sitting around and doing network stuff. So. I will pass it on to, you know what, I'm going to pass it on to Len because he is bringing up something that we have interviewed the maker of. So do that.
Sure. Today I was just, I was hanging around doing some art and doing some interviews, and I saw through Twitter, I saw a bunch of people saying, oh, you got to check out Octodad, just, and the tweet came from enough people that I respected that I'm like, all right, I got some money in my Steam wallet. I'm going to go check out Octodad. So I went ahead. I got Octodad. It was on sale for like $11.99, downloaded it, and it is the most frustrating game I think I've ever played in my life. I was told Robert Bowling, who's a friend of mine, he used to work at Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
He works at Robotiki, or Robotoki, I should say. I told him, I said, dude, this is like the most frustrating game ever. What are you doing to me? And he's like, you got to try it with a control pad, because I just had my laptop and I was doing like the gestures and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, is this hard to use? So I sort of gave up because I was like, there's no way I'm going to throw my laptop across the room. It was so frustrating. So Octodad was the game that I actually took some time to actually try out and play. I'll probably have to invest in some sort of Mac pad to play it. But man, it was frustrating as all hell. It's crazy.
Yeah, we interviewed the one of the guys on there on that in that studio who created it. What was that? Probably Jared. Was that what, 6 months ago? Maybe not even that long ago.
More than that. It's probably close to 9 months ago.
Young Horses. Is that the
Horses? I'm sorry for whoever it was. I can't remember the guy's name who came on because I'm a horrible person. I wasn't prepared to talk about that. So
it's okay. I don't know his name either.
I'm the intern, Wayne, and that's what I do.
Yeah, Dale, get on that. You're in the future.
Go intern.
You should already know this information.
Intern man, he's away. Go, Excelsior!
He does things in turn.
Go.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about real quick, I'm writing the notes here, but I only saw part of it. It's on Netflix streaming. It's a documentary about called The Art of the Steal. And it's about this museum in Philadelphia, a private collection of some of the greatest art ever by some of the greatest masters ever, like Van Gogh and Gauguin and Picasso. It's in this, it's just a private collection worth billions and billions of dollars. And it's the fight over trying to get it, a museum is trying to get it. It's, you know, it's amazing, amazing documentary. So I thought I'd bring that up.
Nice.
Yes, anybody want to watch something about
I am intrigued.
Art? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I do want to see this.
I can't
Art of the Steal, S-T-E-E-L?
E-A-L.
Is yes, A-L? S-T-E-A-L. I could have written that, I suppose.
No, it's okay. I got it. We're good. It was an afterthought. I got you. You're good.
There you go. Yeah.
And it's, sorry, we probably should preface this before we start going. After your turn, you pick the next person to go.
Oh, I will pick Jared with two R's.
Double R Jared coming up next.
Jared.
Yeah. I, too, have been trapped in Icemageddon here in Alabama. And yes, Northerners. We're just not prepared for such things. And basically what happened is it got really cold and it rained. And then it got colder and the rain froze. So the ground was wet and then there was ice. And then there was another layer of ice on top of that. And then it kind of snowed and sleeted. And there was another layer of snow and sleet on top of the two layers of ice that froze everything. And
with our local governments ill prepared to get rid of or take care of slash know it was
yes.
coming. So
because
it was,
this happens like once every 20 years. Well, so why would they buy the equipment to get rid of
yeah.
ice when
well, like the
happens?
Biggest the biggest part was something like Birmingham, let's say. And the meteorologist actually he apologized and wrote a huge blog post, but he was like, look, I was wrong. But to be fair, so was every other meteorologist who was looking at it. He was like, none of us saw this coming. We all thought it was going to hit
it was
south.
Like,
we thought it was going to be
get 2-3 inches of snow. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
no,
said,
it's
well, actually,
frozen,
initially
frozen
it was going to be it was going to be an
everywhere.
Inch or less, and it was only supposed to what they call dust Birmingham. It was only supposed to sprinkle along it, and then it got horrible. And everyone, it got horrible. Everybody was like, oh, we should probably not be at work and at school. Everybody go home. And then so everyone got on the roadways
yeah,
as it froze.
At the same time.
And it was just, the perfect storm. So
the perfect storm of
yeah.
insanity.
Yeah, it was bad. So
and go look at the pictures of Atlanta because that's fun because they have like side by side of pictures from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's good.
And it's a little eerie.
Yeah.
Just no zombies.
Oh, look at that. Dale is on top of things. Geek.io episode 24, Kevin Geisler, who was on from Young Horses. So,
boom.
Thank you, Dale.
They don't call me the intern queen for nothing.
Right. Remind me to get you your tiara. I'll mail it to you.
Oh, I can fix that. Hang
oh,
on.
You have a sparkly oh, hat. Never mind.
He's got a sparkly hat. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Done.
Oh, boy.
Done.
So I've been stuck inside working remote because the internet is still working, and so I still had to work. But it's okay. We survived. The ice is melting, and winter has passed, and Alabama will survive.
We'll be okay. Yeah, we'll be all right.
Hopefully winter has passed.
Winter is not coming.
Well, maybe not quite.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming. Gah!
But I am still on my crappy headset mic because I did order an icicle, blue icicle, and it made it to Montgomery, Alabama, and it's been stuck there because of Icemageddon. And I hope everyone can appreciate the coincidence of that. My icicle is stuck.
It didn't slip past me.
Ha!
I
you
caught
can do
it.
The mouth breather thing. That's fun. You can do that.
Could do the what?
So aside from that, the only really fun thing I've done is I've watched the first two episodes of the new season of Sherlock, and it's amazing.
Oh, I haven't watched episode
very
two
different.
Yet. I watched
you
one.
Watched episode two.
No, I haven't watched
it's
two.
It's on the PBS Roku app.
I've got it. I've got recorded. I've got a local air antenna.
Oh,
it's actually
oh,
sitting
oh,
over my
well,
head in
well,
the closet.
Never,
studio.
Never mind.
So.
Okay. Mr. DVR, I didn't think
well,
you,
no,
you actually recorded things anymore. I thought it was just all stream all the time.
Here's the thing. I use my technology to its fullest extent. So I have a Windows 7 i7 desktop that is recording them via a USB tuner with an antenna that's sitting over my head in the studio, and then streaming it to our TV via an Xbox with Media Center extender. So it's
so jealous.
That sounds complicated.
It's actually not. Yeah. Once you get it comploded, comploded?
Comploded?
Man, somebody write that one down for the name. Oh, man.
I'm on it.
Once you get it comploded.
Wow. And once you get it set up and complete, like once it's ready to go, it's actually very intuitive. It's not too bad.
Really? That's where you went.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. I just plug in my Roku and click the button and it goes. So.
Yeah. Well, I can watch it live, though, if I wanted to. So
yeah, I can, too.
Wait, it's live on the PBS app?
I've got one of them fancy schmancy antennas.
Oh, yeah, but I can pause it while it's going and go get a drink or use the restroom and come back and hit play. So...
Wait, okay, what? They let you out of that closet? Really?
Yeah, occasionally. I'm allowed out of the closet, yeah.
So they let you out of that thing? Okay.
Yeah, every once in a while.
It's weird. It's very different from the first two seasons. It's got a very different feel to it. It seems more character-focused and less solving-the-mystery-focused, which seems to be bothering a lot of people, but I'm enjoying it because...
They can shut
Sherlock
their mouth.
And John Watson are what make that show great, and having them in weird situations where they, you know, like having Sherlock make a best man's toast at a wedding that goes on for literally an hour is just fun times.
Hey.
Because that show goes for 9 hours every
Spoilers.
Episode.
Yeah, I have that here.
Spoilers.
Simmer down.
I didn't go into details.
I know.
Don't
it was
worry,
actually they previewed.
Anything.
They previewed that in the end of the episode last week. So
yeah, I mean, you didn't know it was an hour long, but yeah, it's literally an hour.
I know the show is so. Yeah.
Actually, the show's an hour and a half.
Oh, jeez. Spoilers.
I was close.
just call me Mr. Literal today.
Yeah.
And I think I'll stop talking and let Dale do some talking because he's got a shiny hat on, and that means it's time for Dale to talk.
It's time for Dale to talk. And now you'll notice how, you know, my lips move and I don't actually say anything. what have I been doing? I've been rewatching Chuck. Chuck. And I should really get out of the show notes for episode 24 because that's not the show we're on.
I've been watching the new episodes of Walking Dead season 2 and Oh, wait.
I just rewatched In the Name of the King, and it was...
Fuck, no. I'm never watching that ever.
Never again. No.
It's all right, I don't blame you.
But I have been rewatching Fawlty Towers, everyone. Fawlty Towers.
What is that?
That's what I do.
John Cleese in it.
Fawlty Towers?
I don't think I've ever seen Fawlty Towers.
I haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
Is this on Netflix in some way?
It's very British.
That's okay.
Don't feel too bad.
I'm looking for it now.
Covered in British.
Oh, it's not on.
It is on the UK Netflix.
It is not on the US Netflix.
It used to be.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait for it.
What?
Wait for it.
Hold on.
This is an outrage.
Wait for it.
Live
podcasting, and it's there.
Wait for it.
Add it to my list. Done.
Can Bud Long stream it?
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
Don't breathe this. Oh, sorry. Throwback to mixed blender, Blendtec. Yeah? No?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah, it's two series, 7 episodes each, I believe, so it's a very quick show to catch up on. It's so sad that they didn't, you know, have a longer run than what it did. So sad. So sad. Trying not to get flooded because, you know, this is the first time that I've actually had sun all week. And I just got pinged. Oh, sorry. Someone's adjusting my audio.
That was
level.
Me. You're a little
Why
low.
Why am
okay.
I shouting into my microphone?
You actually weren't loud enough.
Settle down, Dale. Settle down.
Feel free to yell into your microphone.
You don't have to speak louder just because you're in Australia. It'll still make it across the water.
It doesn't speed up the intertubes.
Damn. I thought it might get rid of the audio lag. No? Okay.
No.
It's like yelling at... Oh, that's... like yelling people who don't speak
yelling
English.
Yelling fixes everything!
Yes. Oh, man.
Of course it does. So trying not to get flooded because that's fun. So I'm having the same problem, except my rain isn't freezing. It's just hot rain because everyone loves a bit of hot rain.
That was my wrestling name.
Hot rain.
Hot rain. Nice. Well played.
Okay. We will move quickly away from
that. Wow,
I received...
Did Dale's cheeks just get the same shade of red as his hat? Is that what happened?
It might have. That might have just happened.
I just caused an overload or something. Yeah. I'm not really sure what I did there.
Well played.
You're giving him the vapors. He's all hot and bothered.
I take my hat off to you, sir. Again, I need an excuse to take that thing off because I think that's uncomfortable with his headset. What was going to say? Just received in the post. So that's what we call it. My chronologically of tech... Bleh, I can't talk. Chronologically of tech history calendar.
Sweet.
Actually got here within 9 days from the US. My lord, that is that is not heard of.
That's quicker than some emails you've received. That we can't talk about, but it's quicker than some of the emails you've received recently.
Shut up. Anyway, sorry, I'm resetting my microphone. What else have I been doing? Still in episode 24. I've just been doing a bit of cooking. No, I'm not really. I've just been doing some cooking because that's always fun. And talking to Bud Long this morning, yesterday night, I was actually doing fish. I was baking fish in the oven because that's fun. Raoul, don't you dare change my post to mail. Don't you dare.
You weren't.
I see you there.
You weren't putting. You weren't putting fish on the Barbie?
No. No.
Hold on a second.
This thing knows how to use a barbecue?
My son just woke up. Hold on, guys.
No? Okay.
I don't know. You're Australian. Sorry. We assume that you all know how to use a barbecue.
I have a sparkly hat and I do podcasts for a living. Do you really think I know how to use a barbecue?
You just throw food on there.
You're Australian, so we're just assuming.
You throw food on the grill and you wait for it to be done. When you smell charcoal,
you make the hot, and then you put the food on the hot, and then it cooks, and when it's done, you eat it.
But does the hot stay hot and the cold stay cold? Anyway.
I
know that ad, everyone. I'm not as young as what I think
I am. Just throwing stuff.
And if you don't get sick, you did it right.
That's the one. And I've been doing some caramel coffee because that's fun, just adding a bit of caramel flavor to my coffee, and that just makes it a whole lot tastier. And according to my sleep app that I've talked about actually on the show, not on episode 24, it says I'm catching up on sleep, whatever that may or may not mean. I've been pretty boring this week. Just been doing a lot of these.
By catching
podcasts.
Up on sleep. Okay.
That's what I do.
This week I've been sleeping.
But you've been you've been watching all those shows and working on cooking and stuff like that during your sleep. So it's been actually very productive.
Yeah, you've been catching up on sleep. You've been cooking. You've been busting the Australian stereotype of barbecuing. Uh oh.
These are important stuff. All right. Yes. This is important stuff that I do. And I don't think I'm long back. I'm going to go to Raoul. What have you been up to this week?
Not much. Playing around with my
Have you also
Chromecast.
Been sleeping?
Not as much as I should. Unfortunately for me, I can only get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. For some reason, my body just wakes up at 5:30. I can go to bed at midnight, 1 o'clock, 5:30, I'm awake.
5:30?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Many things. Many things.
That's like, the sun's not even up then.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's still too good.
The past couple of days, the past couple of days have been kind of a little bit stressful because I've had to deal with a virus at work that... like to destroy the executable files. Yeah, and it actually jumped from the computer I was on over to our network drive.
Ooh.
So awesome. it kind of destroyed the antivirus executable that we launched to install it.
So it really wasn't much of an antivirus software, was it?
So the virus killed the antivirus?
Well,
that's never good.
It killed the executable.
Wait, what?
Yes, it killed the executable before. It's just and it kept on jumping around on the computer itself. I would scan it with the antivirus. We use Kaspersky, and you could just see it jumping from system file to system file.
So you got like a virtual broom, and we're just sort of like chasing it around like a housewife.
Pretty much. That's what it was doing. I ended up having to pull the drive and scan it, and it still didn't help it. I had to reinstall the whole thing.
At any point did you stand on a kitchen stool in a dress and scream like a
no,
woman?
No, that's my job. Stop stealing my job, goddammit.
Unfortunately, Dale wasn't there. And
I'm dying.
Going on. I was also trying not to freeze to death. Not as bad as Atlanta. Us got down to about 26, rained a little bit, froze. After hearing what you guys went through, not that bad.
Well, we're in southern Alabama, and there's lots of bridges over water. And
there was
bad stuff that happened there.
I was supposed to – I did work Tuesday, and it was before everything got crazy, but I had to go to Orange Beach, which goes over two bridges. So I was super excited when my boss was like, yeah, I kind of need you to go ahead and take care of that one job that morning. I was like, you realize it's an hour and 15 minutes from work, and I won't be getting back to like lunch when everything's supposed to go crazy, and I have to go over two bridges. And it was, just if it starts raining, go ahead and leave. And I'm like, that's too late. but okay.
And then it would be too late.
Yeah. So whatever. Everything was fine. Actually, I have pictures. I should post them somewhere. But I took a picture of our rearview mirror as we're driving back, and the ice is forming on the mirror and creating sideways icicles from the wind. So I was like, I'm glad we're heading back now. So
woohoo!
Yeah.
Sideways icicles.
So you guys actually had days off from work, pretty much, right?
Yes. It depends on where you work and what was going on, but essentially half a day for sure Tuesday and then all day Wednesday, and some people even today. My wife is a good example. She was off Tuesday, Wednesday, and today because schools were closed, and therefore she works at a school, so she's off, which comes in handy because I really didn't need to take more time off to watch my son if we weren't off. So it came in handy. So
yeah. The most my school let off was a 2-hour late start on Friday. That's all we got.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And for a tech that we have to travel between campuses, it wasn't a fun day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Another thing that I've been doing the past few days is playing Strike Suit Zero, which is a space fighter simulator. I don't know if any of you have seen it.
No. Say that again.
I've heard of that one.
Right.
I didn't quite follow that one.
Oh, isn't that the game where you have to hit a virus with a broom from...
That's the one.
Yeah. I have played that, yes. Cool. It has really hard controls like Octodad, but it's really fun. So...
It gets you really frustrated at times because the checkpoint's what pisses me off. Because it'll be like you're playing for about 10-15 minutes, you die, and then you gotta start it all over again.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's why it's free. Right? Is it a free game? Free. Is it a free game?
No. I picked it up on a Humble Bundle.
Lynn said, then never mind. That is no longer fun.
And the final thing this week was I watched American Psycho with Christian Bale. Holy crap.
That's sitting in my queue still.
You watched it with him, and he's in it too.
Nice. Well played. Well played.
He was giving commentary the whole time. It was just like having the DVD.
Watch this part. This is where I kill this guy. Oops, I didn't mean to spoil that for you.
Oh,
he wouldn't shut up during the movie. He ate all the popcorn.
Oh, hey Christian, could you like go in the other room? I'm trying to watch your movie.
Yes. I'm trying to watch your movie.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, you ruined it. I was trying to find that clip. I have it on here somewhere.
Good for you. Good
after
for
watching
you.
That movie, there we go. I think he could have pulled off a good Joker.
Oh, I'm sure. Would that be something? He would have had to play both parts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
they could have. You know, it could have been that. Like he could have been half in the Batman costume, half of the Joker costume, and so
like Nolan face and Batman and the Joker all at the same time.
That nice. Would have been great. Nice. That would have been you know, Christopher Nolan. If anybody could pull it off with the angles and everything else, I think Christopher Nolan
certainly would have been a different.
And then he would have gotten angles. Three times the amount of money, and then we'd all say. That was really low. I don't know what happened there.
I'm glad you had it at the ready, though. Yeah. I appreciate it.
The volume was kind of low. Sorry about that. So much for testing stuff. Oops.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Wow.
And that's about it for me.
Okay. Cool.
Anything else?
So let's start back at the top again.
Yeah. Since I had to step out, let's go ahead and start over with, hey everybody, this is Len Peralta.
Welcome to Geek.io, episode number 47, recording.
He's done 423 Kickstarters, and he's now going to tell us about each one.
And that's just his, not the ones he's done.
Wait, let me put on
for.
A really long white beard and pretend I'm an old man that's done like 3,000 Kickstarters.
Yes. You know, you should just do...
See, the funny thing is, with that fake intro, I was about to say my date instead of the American date.
Oh, nice. Nice. Sorry we ruined that for you. My bad.
Yeah.
No, Lynn, you should actually just do a fake Kickstarter where you say you're going to do a Kickstarter a week and call it 52 kicks a...
52 Kickstarters a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
52 kicks a week.
Wait.
Kick
we
a week.
We have to edit that out because that is actually an idea that I want to use.
Okay. I will mark that.
There we go.
And I probably won't edit it.
52 Kickstarters. Yeah. 1 year.
1 year.
Yep.
52 kicks.
All the
kicks,
know the best thing to
all
do,
the starts.
The best thing to do is actually look through some of the unfunded Kickstarters, which are very interesting to look through to see kind of like why this didn't fund or what got nothing. It's just amazing to me. I was flipping through those the other day and I was just like, wow, that's amazing. Very great. You guys didn't do one that didn't run, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It really is fascinating to see.
There's also that guy who wanted to make his own Batman suit.
Yes.
He was only trying to raise like $100. I think he raised maybe one.
that hurts.
Well, it couldn't have been as bad as a guy who wanted to raise $11,000. And he only had one reward on his page. That was a limited reward for $25. And he only had 20 of them. So I don't really know how he was going to raise the money, but, you know.
He didn't think that through very well.
No,
so.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Okay. Well, speaking of Kickstarters, we're actually going to play another song from Five Iron Frenzy in the break.
Say what?
What? It's actually off their new album, which was funded via Kickstarter. It's Engine of a Million Pilots. The song is Zen and the Art of Xenophobia. So, yes, we talked to their guy, talked to our guys, and they were cool with it. So
we got approval. Yeah. All right.
We have approval. Because Fiverr is actually pretty rad. If you know anything about their story, or if you don't, rather, go look up some of their history. They're actually a great group of guys and girl. Anyway, her name's Jeff. Not really. I know way too much about that band. She has a nickname Jeff because she played a guy in a play and it stuck. Anyway, I know way too much about this band. Anyway.
So she was a trainee in the Outback. There we go.
No, not. Oh.
No, in reverse.
No,
dang.
Well, no.
Okay.
Now Azevedo's being sexist. He's like, no. You can't be a girl and be a guy and be a trainee. You have to be a guy that goes to girl. Wow. Now that we've pissed off Germany again, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to hear some ads. Like I said, we're going to listen to some Five Iron Frenzy. Oh, jeez. Stick around for the break. We're going to talk about some random geeky topics because we couldn't make up our minds. So we'll be back here in a little bit. Stick around. We'll talk to you then.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys. And I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much, they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
Get your weekly recap of all things Android with the Android Realm Podcast, an Android podcast for the rest of us. Hosted by Headphones Neil and released by the weekend right here on Geek.io.
Again, that was Five Iron Frenzy with Zen and the Art of Xenophobia off their Kickstarter album Engine of a Million Plots. Before we get back started with the show, just want to say you can reach out to us at twitter.com/geekioshow and facebook.com/geekioshow. and google.com/plus geek-io, if that wasn't confusing enough. Our site, which has every show, show notes, and more, is geek-io.com. You can also contact us via email, feedback@geek-io.com.
Also, we are currently surveying our listeners across the entire network to find out what you particularly like or not like about a show. And it really does help us improve the particular content of the show and the show's design. It really does help us out. It's completely anonymous as well, so don't worry, we won't steal your shoe size. I don't know if that's one of the questions or not.
There is a shopping habits question, but not specifics as to your attire size. So no blood type, no credit card number. It's safe and anonymous. Feel free to feel that thing out.
Feel the survey out.
That's
and,
what I said.
It'll help the network, tailor the shows to, your needs, because you as the listener, get to have a say in how the show is developed. And I'm totally making this up off the fly, even though there is a total script. Visit the website and click on the survey link in the show notes for every episode that has the survey. Thank you, everyone, for doing that. It really helps us out.
That's right. And we're also starting today. This just happened. You can head over to Patreon, I think is how you pronounce that.
Patreon, I think.
I would say Patreon. Kind of like a patriarch. Patreon. We're going to say Patreon.
patreon.com/geekio to help support the show of the network. It's basically you make a little commitment of, any monetary amount that you feel free. It could be a penny. It can be a dollar. It could be $1,000. And it helps us out. If you give us $1,000, we'll personally come to your house and give you a hug.
I will.
As long as you're in
America
the continental United
hug.
States, and there isn't a snowmageddon, and
yes, we will brave the ice and snow and do whatever you want. But
now we're not going to tell you when we're going to show
no,
us
a
little
no,
support.
No.
It's going to help us get better equipment, get better material, get stuff out to you, and get a better website, all that good stuff. We want to bring you the best, but any funds you can help will help us do that. So go over to patreon.com/geekio and give what you can if you feel like it, and we appreciate it and love you. Back
and we'll
to
give
show.
You a shout out too if you do donate.
Yes,
we'll give you a shout out.
No
anything
doubt.
Don't. Don't you worry about that.
We'll say anything you want.
Anything you want.
Now, it's time for...
I can't pull the go without it in
That's
from
okay.
two moments. Carry That's on! Okay. Now, back to the show!
Yeah.
People should be the time to escape right now. And the best thing is what I do. So what I do isn't being nice.
Timey-wimey. Stop.
Oh, geek out!
I gotta record one of those for you.
Man,
long.
Please do.
As soon as I get my mic.
Please do.
Geek out!
That's a callback to
Geek Out!
That's a callback to Freakazoid, everybody. As well as eight other movies, TV shows, and geeky properties. Anyhow, normally we pick one topic and talk about it, but we were very, very indecisive. So we're just going to talk about whatever we want to, and we're going to try not to take more than too much of your time. I don't even know where the show's at on length, so hopefully it's not too long. Let's take about 20 minutes. Let's just go with that. Let's try to knock it down less, no more than 20 minutes. We'll
feels
say that.
Good. It feels good. We'll just let it flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just let it flow. And
Let it flow. Never mind. All right, so there's a couple topics. We can bring up Delivery Jones. I think it was a possible topic in the past. I don't know if we ever actually talked about it on the show, though. So I'm assuming we're talking about the what sparked initially was the Amazon fake ad thing.
Yeah, that was the original
thing, right?
Starting the whole conversation
right.
thing. But there is an article that came out maybe today or yesterday about there was someone who was actually doing this for real, using delivery drones to deliver beer to ice fishermen. So, they're out there remote on the ice, so they were using drones to actually deliver beer to them.
Okay, that's officially fantastic, by the way.
Which is a great and amazing idea. And they posted a video about it and say, hey, check out this cool thing we're doing. And the FAA is like, oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Does it come uncorked for you and everything else? Like it's all opened and ready to drink?
I don't know. I mean, in the picture, it just shows it, you know, delivering a case.
They should fly up, get almost into the guy's hands, and then drop it.
As they're dropping it. Yep.
That's so horrible.
See, it needs to like be like a butler and bring it up on a tray and then like uncork it and, you know, pour it and let
it pour it in your mouth.
And all that stuff.
Have we come this far as a society that we just want beer delivered to us by a plane?
Yes, we have.
Ice fishermen do. It's not like they can walk and, you know, or drive and go get a beer.
Well, you know, they're ice fishermen. You'd think they would bring like something with a, you know, if they want beer, just bring an ice chest. That's you're out there, right? Nope.
I mean, well, you don't even need an ice chest. You just stick it on the ground.
Okay, exactly.
Here's the problem.
You know what?
What if they?
You know what, John? I think I want to have a beer delivered to me. I'm going to call it up on my phone and have it flown out to me. Watch this.
Call me devil's advocate. Call me a devil's advocate here. But let's say you're out ice fishing. I've never had the chance to do such, but let's just pretend that you're out in the middle of nowhere. I assume that's how this works. You don't.
Geeko, roll play.
Let's say you bring your beer in a cooler so that it doesn't freeze. You don't put any ice in it, but it's in the cooler to actually keep it warmer than the outside temperatures, right?
Yeah.
But hold on.
Keep with me. I
haven't done this in a while. We're going to do this. Keep with me. You bring it in the cooler to keep it warmer than outside, but then you start catching oodles and caboodles of fish and need somewhere to put them. So you have to empty the cooler.
Oodles and caboodles of fish. Okay, I'm still with you. Yep, carry on.
You have to put the fish somewhere. They you keep asking for more fish, and they keep giving you more fish. You have to empty the cooler, but you don't want to ruin your beer, so you drink it all. So then you've actually drinking all of your beer, and now you have to get more.
So what you're saying, you want more beer, and now the drones will bring you more beer.
Exactly. So they have to go bring it to you. You actually thought you were prepared, but actually caught more fish than you thought you would, so you had to drink all the beer and now need to replenish it now that it's been a few hours.
A shorter kind of situation than that, just say you run out of beer and need more beer.
Yes. I wanted to have a plausible story behind why.
How long is it before McDonald's starts delivering food like this to people in, like, you know, the kind of people that are on, like, the news and have to be cut out of their basements? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. My 600-pound life, those people.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
It's
going to be like, you know, sacks of Big Macs being dropped into chimneys everywhere.
So now that we've brought up overly obese people that are sitting in chairs and can't get up, it reminds me of Wally. And that reminds me of a picture I saw on one social network site, probably Google+, but it was a picture of an iPad rest that the foot goes under your mattress, and it's a big arm that sits right here, so you can mount your iPad in front of you as you lay in bed. But right below that, they put the people from WALL-E on their floating chairs with the three-dimensional hologram in front of them, and they said, and it starts.
Yes. It begins. Now they even had like the high chair or the car seat. What was it with the built-in iPad holder? Which, come on,
what?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Somebody made fun of. Let's see. Me and Jared. Lynn, do you have kids?
I do have children.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
So this brings me to another iPad thing. So they have an iPad potty trainer. So it's a potty training seat that has an iPad holder to keep your kids entertained while you're trying to potty train.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people
I've
make
seen
fun
this.
Of those.
We talked about this down under Colorado.
People make fun of those. And if you did, you just wait till you have a kid. You will do anything to keep them trying to train.
Oh. Don't most people use iPads on the toilet?
That's my point. This is actually safer. There's no chance it's dropping in there. It's mounted. Like, it's ready to go.
The funny thing is, I just said it was facing the wrong way.
I think it was facing between legs, so it's sitting in front of you like a desk.
Well, Yeah, but that means you'd be facing. That means you'd have to. Oh.
No, this is a portable. The one I saw was portable.
I don't want to get too graphic. Yes. Well,
this one I saw was a portable thing they were training kids on, so it could be sitting in the middle of the floor in the living room because it's meant to train them on how to use.
We saw an actual full on.
I don't. I mean, we're starting the potty training thing, and people have been potty training long before iPads existed.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't.
I think we can make
true.
Do
without
the iPad mounted toilet.
Well, okay.
But it's a distraction.
Yes,
right?
It keeps things there.
I understand. I totally get it.
It's the new 2014 version of a teddy bear.
Yes.
Instead of giving your child a teddy bear to play with, you're giving them a big, huge, expensive tablet to play with. You know, it's gone...
Or a spare that wasn't that expensive, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, it's still a huge step up. I mean, I don't have kids, so probably I'm speaking out of turn here, but hey, that's just me.
It's all right, just wait till you have kids.
I don't really,
you're going to come back and apologize.
They should be touching the iPad with their fingers if they're also
in
the toilet. Just
that's
saying.
Right.
If they haven't... Okay, this is getting really graphic, so skip ahead like 30 seconds if you think this is disgusting. But if you haven't actually touched yourself, you're like, and you're starting out potty training, the adult
safe.
Does everything for
right.
you. So,
yeah, but this is kids, and they tend to touch
your brown
things.
Prison.
I didn't have that issue with our son, so maybe that we're just weird special. I don't know. Anyway, so now that we're done talking about toddler tech again, whoa, throwback!
Toddler tech.
Wow. what's the next thing on the list? I'm trying to get back to our page.
That was episode number 23. Actually, by the way, we did.
Was it 23? Really?
31, we did toddler tech.
Wow.
I remember that because there was only the three of us. It was the two, Jared and Dale.
The intern.
Nugget Claws, episode 31. Carry on.
So how come every time CJ's gone, we end up talking about toddler tech?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
I don't know. It's the only thing I know how to openly just randomly talk about, I guess. I don't know.
when CJ's not here, we're going to poop.
All right, Facebook paper. who brought this thing up?
Whoa, speaking of toilet.
That was me.
Go ahead and bring that up, because I don't know anything about it at this point.
Okay, it's pretty much, I mean, it's only for iOS right now, which I think they're going to be releasing it soon if they already haven't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm Android myself, but you know they're going to bring it to Android soon.
We hope.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much like, I'm going through this, and it's like, it's integrated with the homepage app as well. I don't know if anyone's tried that yet.
The Facebook Home for Android? No, it's not compatible with any of my devices, so I haven't actually tried it. Has anybody here tried it, out of curiosity? Because I know I have not.
Nope.
No.
Wow, it's... okay.
Yeah. Evidently
no
not.
No one here is a real big Facebook fan, huh?
No, not really.
I log on to like stalk my friends. I mean, follow my friends.
Right, right.
Just once.
I go in there to stalk celebrities. I mean, check my wall. Carry on.
Oh man, no. I thought it was a neat idea. If you're talking about Facebook Home, but I just I'm trying to move away from them because I don't. Ah, oh, man, it sounds like the stereotypical thing, but I just don't trust them to do the right thing with most of the stuff. So I've stopped posting pictures there in general. Occasionally I will, but nothing that I care about, because I do photography on the side as well, so I don't post any of that stuff there for sure. But I will post pictures that can't be used for
blackmail.
Well, no, I'm not gonna say blackmail. It's more well, no, because no, if you
man, I'm learning things about how Raul's Raul's mind works.
No, I was it's more of things
I will
like
say Raul.
Professional photos. So I don't want to post those there, because once they're on Facebook, they're Facebooks. They technically could use those for other things. So you could see it in an ad later, even though it's my photo. I haven't expressly said, yes, go ahead and do that.
That could be a good thing though.
No,
that could be a good thing.
Not if they don't tie it back to your name, which they wouldn't. I don't trust them to
That's
do that.
True.
So I just, and you've already given them the right to use all of your photos for that stuff at that point. And I just, I have issues with it. Now, family photos, whatever.
And that's why you won't find my famous photo on Facebook. Yeah. Actually, that photo isn't on... Oh, it is on Facebook, actually.
Uh-oh.
Funny that. I should get that removed.
Yeah, good luck with that. It's on a server somewhere now, so it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's a trust issue on my side. I still have a Facebook account because I have a lot of family and friends, and that's the only place they are whatever, it's fine. I just don't put a lot of media there directly. I'll link to it, but I try not to put it there on purpose because of issues that I have with Facebook in general. So I never tried home because it didn't... I didn't want to see that as the first thing I opened my phone to. It wasn't appealing to me. So I don't know. Wow, we totally got off topic there.
I just didn't try home just because I just haven't. It hasn't interested me. Nice. That's all it is.
I kind of wanted to, but I didn't go out of my way to try it on like friends' devices or anything else. 'Cause I have family members that all have Android devices, and I probably could have found a compatible one, but I didn't bother.
There you go.
So Paper uses Facebook feeds and then converts it into a no button swipey interface that allows you to paste to, or post to Facebook through their other app as well.
That's what it's looking like. Yeah.
Why do we need it?
I was going to say, can somebody make sense as to why?
Someone explain the why.
Facebook needs more downloads.
It's called Paper. That's why. That's awesome. Paper. I love it. Let's just put it on my phone. Why isn't it there yet? I want it.
Doesn't Amazon have something called Paper too?
I thought we were trying to get away from Paper. Why are we going back to Paper?
Yeah, I understand the standalone Messenger app. I kind of understand that
because of reinvention.
But
you can put the Facebook app inside the Paper app, and then it's like Faceception or something.
Yes.
You know?
Well, they already have that with a little Facebook inside of your Facebook in the upper right corner of your Facebook.
Yeah, yes. And then you can take that and put that inside of Twitter, which then goes inside of Instagram. And it's like a little nesting dolls. You know, those pretty nesting dolls.
It all comes back.
Post there and then just recursively post outward.
I love it.
So let's say this. If you've heard of Facebook Paper, or now that you have heard of it and you can think of a good idea or reason that it exists other than Facebook needing to make things to try and keep earnings up, send us a tweet. Or a Facebook message, ironically enough.
guys will only read it through Paper, though.
It's funny that I defaulted to Twitter.
Everything else will be deleted, you know, immediately unless it's coming through the Paper app. So,
so send us a message, Twitter, Facebook, feedback at geek-io.com, whatever. Pick one of those things I mentioned earlier in the show, and I pointed up for no good reason. And then I think we're just going to go talk about ICE a little more, because why not?
I'm going to have a nap. I'll be back.
Yeah. Well, we don't have much time, so we'll just talk about it for a little bit. I saw an article on, I think it was Gizmodo. It's a guy who lives in Birmingham that used to live in New York who writes for Gizmodo. And he basically said, hey, here's what happened in the South. Even though he explained it and it made perfect logical sense, all the commenters were like, retard. And I was like, what? Wait. Like, the guy used to live in New York. He understands the normal, like, northern weather and was explaining it to you
why
it didn't work.
Comments on
because I was hoping. I had hope in humanity.
Right.
And then it just got destroyed by the comments in Gizmodo because was horrible.
Well, if you want to find hope in humanity, the last place you should look is the comments of anything.
I know.
Yeah.
Normally, you see those like at least this bad. You normally see them when it's a not well thought out article that you can see where they're going, but it doesn't really make complete sense. And I'm like, all right, cool. I understand why they're making fun of them. It's not right, but whatever. But this one was a well thought out article from someone who had experience in both areas, and everyone decided to make fun of them anyway. I was like,
that doesn't matter on the internet.
I know. I was
hoping. That's right. People get on the internet and go, I'm on the internet. Look what I can do if I really want to.
I like that you defaulted to the Southern accent when you did that. Well played.
I don't know if I can do that.
Thanks.
That's just improv. Look at that.
I've read a lot of good articles, and in the comments is nothing but crap. I mean,
yeah.
They'll go off on a tangent doesn't even have to deal with the article.
Well, yeah, people, commenters are, here's the thing, because my wife likes to read comments on articles. She'll find an article, she'll read the comments, usually like a news article, and the reason she does that is because sometimes there will be really, really intelligent, funny commenters who will just, they're not trolls necessarily who are just trying to say something stupid. They'll actually be something funny that is being said. So she actually likes to read the comments, but like on the stuff that I read, it's like, why even bother saying anything? You know, basically what it comes down to is everybody hates everything. If you're creating something, you got to tear that person down because I hate it. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's going to fail. Whatever. I hope this person fails. That kind of stuff. I mean, it's all it's like, I think it's just sad people who don't – I don't really understand the psychology behind that exactly. Well, maybe I do and I don't want anything to do with it. So
I think that's it. I think it's the later one.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want anything to do with those people. They don't really add anything, really. And I'm seeing more and more just comments being turned off in general with a lot of sites, which is kind of controversial. But, you know, I guess you – why do you want people commenting on everything that you do? Reddit,
if it's constructive and good comments, well, fine. I actually just don't exist on the internet, really.
No. No.
I actually have some good experience. It's not me personally, but I've seen a very good YouTube channel that uses comments, and their commenters typically are very thoughtful and actually engaging. And it's PBS Idea Channel. I've talked about it several times. Oh my gosh, they do they do the best. Or they use comments the best I've ever seen, at least for a YouTube channel. Like, if you haven't seen this, they do their talk and it's 10 minutes or 5 minutes long, let's say. And then he goes back and responds to people's comments on the video the week before. And most of them are typically, hey, you know, you got this fact wrong, or, you know, what do you think about, you know, this aspect of the topic you talked about that you didn't, or the main topic you talked about but didn't talk about this sub portion of it. What do you think about this? And sometimes they're like three paragraphs and they have to actually pause for a second and show all three paragraphs separately because they use a little lower third. But typically,
is that a case of different audience, so you're going to get different material and that sort of thing? So the PBS Idea Channel would actually spawn the intelligent audience.
I mean, potentially, but it's still open into the public.
But it's still YouTube.
Yeah, it's still YouTube.
That's
so
true.
Now people
have
to use their name, so that helps. But this has been going on since before that change, 3 months ago or whatever it was. So there's something about the way they either handle trolls and bullies is probably the better word. He did a video recently. The guy's name is Mike, the host, but he actually did one on trolls and bullying recently, in which he actually changed his mind on the topic mid writing the show, not talking about it. But when he was writing the show, he started out thinking one thing and been there in the middle of it. He was like, Mike, my logic doesn't make any sense. So he had to change the whole thing. It was actually pretty good. But if you haven't gone and watched PBS Idea Channel yet from me talking about it every week, it seems like, please go do it. They've got topics for everybody. You don't have to watch the new one every week, but there's something that you'll enjoy on that channel.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And basically, my whole point with bringing up this ice.
Yes, let's go back to the ice.
It thing
is that where we were?
last year, I think it was, there was Superstorm Sandy that hit, you know, the Northeast.
Right.
And this was a Category 1 hurricane, where if a Category 1 hurricane came here to the south, you'd be like, eh, whatever.
People don't leave. They're like,
We're not going to evacuate. We're not going to do anything. It's a Category 1.
We have things called hurricane parties, and those go up to, like, Category 4. They stick around, buy a lot of beer, and then get drunk.
Or a Cat 5 comes through.
Oh, and they get drones to bring the beer in, no?
Yeah, yes.
So we're, you know, everybody's freaking out at Superstorm Sandy, and we're like, what? Katrina was like 1,000 times worse than this. Why is everyone freaking out? And, you know, it's because it's the same situation up there. They're not prepared for storms like that the way we're not prepared for ice storms down here.
Exactly.
And so I'm sorry if I made fun of anyone in the Northeast about, you know, freaking out about a Category 1 hurricane.
Right.
Send us some feedback at feedback@geek-io.com.
Yeah. I think, okay.
I got to taste my own medicine. We're not prepared for ice storms. Yes, it was only like 2 inches of ice, but trust me, ice shuts this place down.
Yes, it does.
Because we cannot deal with it. We are not equipped to deal with it.
I'm going to attempt.
And just wait for it to go away.
I'm going to attempt to make a sports ball reference, and it's going to be hopefully funny to those who understand sports.
Sports ball.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to try. I saw it on Facebook, and I'm trying to remember by... I'm trying to remember. I'm not reading it. So it was... people in the North are freaking out about our ice storm and calling us dumb for freaking out over it. And they said, you got to understand it's rare down here. We don't get this much ice. It's kind of like you guys winning a BCS championship. For reference, I don't care about sports, so I don't even get the full humor of that joke. I understand the concept of why it's funny.
Right.
I figured
What's
I'd share
really
it.
Funny is the BCS doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, burn.
whoops, right. I revealed how much I know about sports ball.
Uh-oh. Closet sports fan. Uh-oh.
Wait, that should be you. Why aren't you on that, Bubba?
Why?
Closet sports fan? No? Okay.
No.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm going to the Super Bowl party for the chili, but...
Stupid super! It's you. You and your friends. The reason I'm busy this time of year. That time of year. Anyway, no, that is this time of year. It's coming up. Anyway,
Super Bowl's this weekend.
Yeah, is it really this
chili.
Weekend?
If Holy you want some chili, I know a place. So
funny.
Get some yummy chili.
So funny story. The retailer in which I am employed decided to do a we'll install it by the Super Bowl type deal.
Oh,
but no. The best part is the sale started on Tuesday. didn't affect me one bit.
So nobody showed up.
Didn't affect me one bit. So anyway, I think
worst promotion ever.
Yeah. I think we'll go ahead and wrap up the show, guys. It's been a blast. Len, thank you for coming on again. Do you want to send people a specific place if they want to come check out your work in general?
No, they can follow me on Twitter at Len Peralta. And if they go, if they just search online, just do a search for Len Peralta, they'll see a lot of my work. If you want to go to Kickstarter and maybe throw, a couple bucks that way, all you got to do is type in the word Len in the Kickstarter bar, and it'll show up.
It's the first one. I did that exact thing just at the beginning of the show.
Nice.
On Kickstarter, I typed in L-E-N and bam, first thing that came up. There it is.
Now, a year from now, that may not work, but it won't matter because the Kickstarter will be closed and already way past
right.
funded. So it
That's
won't
right,
matter.
That's right, because it's got how much time? Oh, wow. I've scrolled all the way to the bottom. So.
We got another
7 days to go.
Yeah. This thing ends next Friday. So Friday the 7th.
There
so,
you go. If you're hearing this before then, go to Kickstarter.com and search for Len, L-E-N.
Yeah, please do.
And get it, because hey, these things are awesome.
Guys, can we make sure the show's up by then? Can we make sure the show's up
hey,
by then?
Shut it.
there's Pendleton Ward, and he's green and pink and eating fairies. I mean, how can you be better than that?
Oh, man.
Nice.
Just another quick reminder of the new Patreon subscription. If you guys want to help us out for the show and subscribe for, I think actually the least amount is $1 per month, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it's a penny, as we said earlier. But it's roughly $1 a show or $1 a month, which isn't much. But it would help us get new hardware, get better microphones or cameras, whatever. Pay for other costs, and potentially if we get enough per month we can get rid of ads in the middle, which would be awesome because those are dumb. Not the people. our sponsors are awesome, but I hate having to. Anyway, that's me.
Bubba has to do all this work to produce ads and now
I've pissed off everyone.
Now that you've pissed off everyone,
right.
Who's coming on the show next week?
Next week, we're actually going to have the Alpha Geek himself, Todd Whitehead from Alpha Geek Radio. Tune in next week.
For the win.
I think I have something for this next section.
Now it's time for the Geek I.O. Winter Movie Smackdown Update.
Whoa.
That was odd. I don't know where that echo came from. That was kind of cool, though.
That was me. I had it queued up. I hit the button.
Oh, wow. You had that timed really well. Holy crap.
That was amazing.
I was segueing well, and I had a bumper ready. Look at me.
Nice.
I can do things. This is week 13 of the Geek I.O. Winter Movie Smackdown, the nut job right along with Jack Ryan, ends its two-week run on this Friday.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Nut job right along and Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
That's just a horrible sentence. You. That is a horrible sentence.
No, it's an awesome sentence, and you love it. Anyway, the something men that I can't read, because
Monuments
my reading is horrible.
Monument.
Thank you. Thank you. Shut up. The Lego Movie and the Vampire Academy are the next movies on the SmackDown. We have no releases until the weekend of the 7th of February. So I almost read that as a date from this country.
So the we're waiting for Lynn's Kickstarter before we
have
more movies.
I.e., save your money and go help Lynn with his Kickstarter and then hit these next movies.
Yeah, go see the Vampire Academy. It'll boost me up.
If you're going to see anything, see the Nut Job. That's all I can say.
See the Lego Movie. The Lego Movie looks good.
Yes, Lego Movie. That too. That's mine too. Let's do that.
Oh, that's yours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yours
that
too.
One does actually look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lego Movie and the Nut Job. Anyway, go look at those.
Don't do a Lego Nut Job. That would be horrible. The leaderboard says Sakani is at $20.1 million. Jared Acevedo is at $16.5 million. Rachel Boats at $14.9 million. Jared Budlong is at $8.4 million. I'm at $8.2 million. And CJ Boat is at $6.8 million. And who changed the formatting on Rachel's thing?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
And someone should be talking.
May
right
have
after
been me.
Me.
Maybe. That is me. Hey, look at that. Geek.io previews for the week. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night breaks through the corporate world and learns all about advertising and sex appeal. Curtain Call returns this weekend and talks to you about your guide to Broadway this Sports Ball Sunday and flashes back to 2004. I think I read that right. Disney Geek.io returns for realsies. Is that even a word? Okay, new restaurants and whatnot. Comics on the Go does all new comics because Marvel can only think of certain adjectives for their comics. And How It Stacks is not on the list, but we are releasing a 1.5-part episode on Clue, the board game and movie. We actually got to play it locally, talked about it at the beginning of the show, but keep an eye out for that.
1.5?
Well, we recorded two different things, the main show and us playing the board game. So.
So it is.
Ooh, fancy.
Oh, it is technically a two-parter.
Well, it's going to be in one post, and if you really want to listen to us play a board game for 35 minutes because I cut out the really boring parts, it'll be there for
that
you to listen to.
Awesome. I want that in my ear holes right now. And another way you can
marking that.
And another way we can sound a little better because Dale can't be bothered doing his girl voice today, you can head on over to geek-io.com/tipjar and donate any amount that you wish. If you donate $5 or more to the show, we'll give you a shout-out and read anything you want us to read at the top of the show. It helps give a plug to you, your show, your cause, event, or if you just want to be silly, it helps keep the lights on here at the show.
Indeed. We can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Just search for Geek.io and leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show. Word.
All right, so we're at the end of the show, guys. Does anybody have anything they want to mention? Anybody think of anything that wasn't in the show that needs to be mentioned by any chance? Final words of thought, per se?
Dale can't get to his soundboard quick enough.
No?
No. No.
All right. Let me finish pulling up my playlist. Look at that. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. Geek.io. Check us at geek-io.com and have a great week. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Challenge accepted.